Please cross College Avenue and walk toward the emergency phone. To the left of the emergency phone is a small glassed-in portion of a building. This is where the Career Services Center is located. Career Services assists students in finding part-time jobs while they are in school, internships, and of course, jobs when they are nearing graduation. The center also holds job fairs throughout the year. Companies from all over the country interview and hire WVU graduates. Every student has access to Mountaineer Track, our online career assistance software. Students can log on via any computer or at one of the job kiosks located around campus. Last year, over 600 employers visited campus to recruit our students. Companies that have hired WVU grads in the last year include IBM, BB&T, Chesapeake Energy, the FBI, General Electric, PNC, U.S. Steel, and Halliburton. WVU has an 85 to 90% job placement rate when comparing the number of students who look for a job prior to graduation and the number of students who have a job offer within 6 months after they graduate. The Office of Student Employment assists students in finding part-time and seasonal employment while they are in college. On- and off-campus jobs are available. The office posts jobs on their website and is available for one-on-one assistance. Continue walking past the emergency phone and stop in front of the WVU bookstore, which will be on your left. This is WVU's central bookstore. It sells souvenirs, supplies, and of course, textbooks. Students can drop off their schedules prior to the start of a semester and come back later for their filled order. Students can also use an online database to buy textbooks and have them shipped to their door. Other bookstores on campus are located at the Health Sciences Center, Evansdale Residential Complex, ERC, and the law school. Please feel free to pause the tape if you wish to step inside the bookstore and look around. Continue walking past the bookstore along the building. You are approaching the Mountaineer mascot statue and the mountain lair. The Mountaineer mascot statue is another well-known symbol of WVU. Every year, a student is chosen to serve as the Mountaineer and appears at sports and other events as an ambassador for our school and the state. The Mountaineer is chosen for outstanding enthusiasm, character, service to the community, and academics. The mascot symbolizes the proud and rich heritage of the Mountain State and its people. WVU is one of the few schools that has a real person as our mascot, instead of an animal or person in a foam costume. The Mountaineer makes hundreds of appearances every year, ranging from reading to kids in local schools, to visiting new student send-offs in the summer, to welcoming new international students to campus. You are now in front of the Mountain Lair Student Union, known as the Mountain Lair, which has been named one of the top student unions in the world by the Association of College Unions International. Enter the Mountain Lair and proceed up the stairs. Please pause the tape until you are standing next to the information desk at the top of the stairs. The lair includes several restaurants and a food court at the back, a movie theater, bowling alleys, billiards tables, a radio station, an art gallery, a post office, copy center, and lounges. Students can find study areas throughout the building. Besides being a place to relax, grab a bite, and meet friends, the Mountain Lair houses the student-run campus radio station, U92, and various departments and offices. The Student Organization Wing is the headquarters of the Student Government Association, and there are over 400 different student clubs and organizations. Please go to the second floor, taking either the black stairs or the elevators. Pause the tape until you reach the second floor. Directly in front of you is the financial aid office. In 2013, over $395 million in financial aid was given out, ranging from student loans to grants to work study. The average financial aid package awarded was $11,622. There are three main types of aid: loans, grants, and work study. February 15th is the priority deadline to receive maximum consideration for each type of aid. Apply as early as you can. If students qualify financially for the work-study program, they are given a job on campus that allows them to earn a paycheck and study for classes. Students work all over WVU, in offices, in labs, and in nearly every department. It is a great way to earn money and gain actual work experience. Scholarships can be offered by WVU, institutional, an academic department, departmental, or by an outside source, external. Scholarships at WVU are merit-based, When you submit your application to WVU, it is sent to the scholar's office if you meet the requirements for any scholarships. No separate applications are necessary. These requirements are based on SAT, ACT, and GPA scores, and scholarships are available for both in-state and out-of-state residents. Last year, WVU was ranked as the 11th most affordable out-of-state school and as having the 6th most affordable in-state tuition. We offer an incredible combination of academic excellence and affordability. WVU has a proud tradition of Rhodes Scholars, with 24 to date. The Rhodes Scholarship is the premier scholarship given to undergraduate college students. Recipients spend 2 years studying at Oxford University in England. WVU ranks in the top 15 among all public universities in the number of Rhodes Scholars. WVU is also a Truman Scholar Honor Institution, a designation given by the Harry Truman Foundation honoring the output of Truman Scholars. Only 17 schools have been so designated. Truman Scholarships are given to the high-achieving undergraduates who plan to work in the public sector. There have been 22 so far. WVU also sports a distinguished list of 36 Goldwater Scholars, the most prestigious award given to the undergraduate students studying the physical sciences. In 2006, WVU's Rebecca McCauley was the first student in the country to receive both the Goldwater and Truman Scholarship. Also on our list of honor are 39 Fulbright Scholars. In 2012 alone, WVU had 5 Fulbright winners. Fulbrights allow students to spend a year studying, researching, or teaching abroad in one of more than 100 countries. The Aspire office helps undergraduates prepare for graduate school and apply for prestigious scholarships such as these. Please walk straight back through the open hallway. On your right are the blue and gold ballrooms, which host many events, such as job fairs and concerts. This is also the place to hear special guests speak as a part of the David C. Hardesty Jr. Festival of Ideas Lecture Series. Past speakers have included Spike Lee, Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Morgan Spurlock, creator of Super Size Me, F.W. de Klerk, Maya Angelou, director John Singleton, and a panel of Pulitzer Prize winners. Please continue walking down the hallway until you can see the food court below you. It includes Sparrow's, Hatfield's, Tzatziki's, Chick-fil-A, a sushi shop, and Burger King. Students can use their Mountie Bounty accounts to pay for meals at many of these eateries. Mountie Bounty is a debit account that is accessed through the Mountaineer card, which is a student's ID card. Students can deposit money into their Mountie Bounty account and use their card at a variety of places, including the WVU bookstore. The Lair is also the site of most WV Up All Night events. This program provides students with fun, free activities nearly every weekend night. Thousands show up for free food, movie marathons, concerts, dances, and nationally known comedians. Walk through the doors and exit the Mountain Lair. If you turn toward the hill to your left, you will see a long red brick building. This is Stonecker Hall.